Good morning. It's 26th of May. Our New Testament reading today is 2 Timothy chapter 2, in which we find a faithful saying. This is the fourth of the faithful sayings in the pastoral epistles, and this is what Brother Alfred Nichols has to say about it. I read, "The use of psalms and hymns and spiritual songs as a medium of teaching and exhortation in worship was an established practice in the synagogue, to be followed by the first century ecclesias from their inception. The evidence for this, provided by the pastoral epistles alone, is worth a study in itself. The spiritual songs no doubt followed a pattern familiar to us today, paraphrases in metrical form and anthems in the words of Scripture, and the faithful saying now under consideration is an example of such an early Christian hymn. It is rendered all the more interesting when we consider that the use the apostle is making of it is in many respects similar to our own use of poetry and hymns in our speaking and writing. We often quote them because they express in concise or figurative language, with the added qualities of meter and rhythm, thoughts which we have laboured to express in prose, and so help us to remember them or impress them on others the better. Sometimes we allude to the words of a hymn with no attempt to reproduce the meter, with added comment of our own, and end by quoting a line or two verbatim. It would seem that that is what Paul is doing here. From the record of his night in the Philippian jail, we know that it was Paul's habit, in joy and adversity, to express himself in the singing of praises to God, a habit which was ingrained in all the people of God, who felt it a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night, as we read in Psalm 92. The passage under consideration was written in a Roman jail, from which Paul knew there could be no release except in death. He did not spend his time in morbid preoccupation with his own miseries, however, but meditated upon the faithfulness of God and the promise of life in Christ Jesus. This promise and the need for personal faithfulness he commends to his dearly beloved son in the faith, Timothy. Now Paul, this man of God, under the shadow of death, refers to what could well be the opening theme of a hymn. Jesus Christ, of the seed of David, was raised from the dead. He draws his comfort from the assurance of life which the gospel brings, and also from the fact that his endurance under trial would help the elect who believed through his preaching to gain salvation in Christ Jesus. The actual faithful saying which follows is in metrical Greek and is obviously a direct quotation. For if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. And there's an added comment of Paul's own. He cannot deny himself. How exactly this suits his mood and the burden of his exhortation. The allusion to dying with Christ is no reference to Paul's impending execution, but to an event which had already taken place. The tense indicates completed action, and the idea is that of Romans 6 verse 8. Now if we be dead, the Greek is have died, with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. For in faithful continuance after baptism, the life in Christ becomes eternal life in him. Jesus Christ, of the seed of David, was born to reign, and those who suffer with him, as the apostle was suffering then, and for the same cause, will share the glory of his kingdom. What a hope that was in Paul's dire circumstances. Thank you for listening to me.